Avoiding matters of danger during the period of the 3 weeks, such as swimming, traveling, surgery, and the like. So many people wonder, are you allowed to travel during the 3 weeks? Can you go on a trip? Can you take a flight on a plane? Can you go swimming? What's the halacha regarding these matters? So while the Shulchan Aruch does not directly deal with these particular questions of travel, swimming, etc., it does give us two halachas from which we can learn that there is a certain concept of danger, of sakana, that is more common and more susceptible during the period of the 3 weeks. From where is this learned? So we have one halacha recorded in the Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim, chapter 551, halacha 18, that although in general a parent, a mechanich, has legal rights to chastise a child who is misbehaving, even if it's with a patch, the hitting of the hand, from the 17th of Tammuz until the 9th of Av, states the Shulchan Aruch, one is to beware from doing so due to danger. Likewise, we find in the Mechaber in 551, halacha 18, that from the 17th of Tammuz until the 9th of Av, one is to beware not to walk alone during the 3 weeks between the 4th and 9th hours of the day, as during this time the demon called Ketev Meriri is found. The Tanchuma explains that this is a demon-like creature, which is filled with eyes and klippas and hairs. He has one eye by his chest, and if one even looks at him, he dies. So writes the Medrash Eicha Rabasi, and is recorded in the Achrayna. So from here we learn that there's a certain concept of danger during the 3 weeks. And hence from here it can be deduced that one should likewise avoid other matters of danger, even if they are not explicitly mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch or its commentaries. So the following is the list of the different activities that we mentioned and their analyzation. Regarding swimming. So while starting from Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, the start of the 9 days, it is prohibited to bathe for pleasure purposes, which would obviously include a prohibition against swimming, prior to the 9 days, meaning during the period of 3 weeks from Shiva Asa B'Tammuz until Reish Chodesh Av, there is no prohibition of bathing, and therefore it is permitted to go swimming. However, due to the aspect of danger that we mentioned, it is proper to avoid swimming in dangerous areas. So don't go to a dangerous beach or during bad weather and the like, a beach with history of rip currents. That should be avoided during the entire 3 weeks, irrelevant of the aspect of bathing due to the aspect of danger. But in a regular swimming pool, someone who knows how to swim, no danger involved, no danger is foreseen, and there is no need to avoid doing so. There is no basis for the notion that one who does not go swimming prior to the 17th of Tammuz may not go after. It is permitted in all cases to go swimming in areas that don't have danger. So concludes Shuvas Van Haggis, Volume 2, page 263, Piskei Shuvas, Rav Moshe Feinstein, brought in Ma'adi Yeshudin, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orban and Alicha Shleime, Rav Shmuel Vosner in Kevitz Beis Levi, and other G'dayli Piskei Zmanenu, that there is no need to avoid swimming in non-dangerous areas. While in dangerous areas, a dangerous beast, it is to be avoided. Nonetheless, as the Mokar Chaim in 551.14 writes, there are those who are accustomed to avoid all swimming during the 3 weeks due to the aspect of danger, and even in a benign swimming pool, which there is no danger in effect, they avoid doing so, and those who do so have upon whom to rely for their minug. Those who don't do so and do go swimming till the 9 days begin certainly have upon whom to rely. Our next subject, going on trips during the 3 weeks. So while the Shulchan Aruch does not record any restriction at all during the 3 weeks, not even during the 9 days, some place can write that it's proper to abstain from going on trips or outings during the 3 weeks, and certainly if it involves going to an area of danger. So writes the Makor Chaim 551.14, Stei Chemed 110, the name of Chaim Falaji, and other Paiskim. Halacha Lamaisa. While there is room to be stringent not to go on trips throughout the 3 weeks, those who are lenient to do so have upon whom to rely, so long as they avoid going on trips that contain possible danger during this time due to the reasons we mentioned. Regarding traveling, such as on an airplane, there is no restriction recorded in the Pesukim against traveling. However, due to the above explanation of the danger that's apparent during this time, one is to avoid traveling to dangerous areas during the 3 weeks. Otherwise, there is no problem for one to take a flight, for one to fly during the 3 weeks. Even on Tisha B'Av itself, we do not find any issur recorded in not the earlier Paiskim or Paiskei Zmanenu. And while, as we said before, some Paiskim rule one to abstain from trips that are not necessary and are just for pleasure purposes, if it's a necessity for the sake of a mitzvah, certainly one may do so. On one occasion, the Rebbe advised one who planned to travel during the 3 weeks to begin packing prior to the start of the 3 weeks, and that's considered as if he began his journey beforehand. Regarding surgery during the 3 weeks, the Rebbe in the letter Nigros Kodesh, volume 19, page 376, writes that once again, due to the aspect of danger, it's better to postpone a surgery from taking place during the 3 weeks if it is not urgent or an emergency. In such a case, it should be postponed until after midday of the 10th of Av. May Hashem guard all Klal Yisrael, those that don't involve themselves in dangerous activity, and even those who do, Shem Epsayim Hashem, may Hashem guard them all even during this time.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.